This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning June 3rd, 2007. And we started the week by looking at photosensitivity, but that was so interesting it got its own podcast on the blog. Names are so interesting that people actually keep a record of which are the most popular names, and the name Mohammed is now the second most popular boy's name in the UK. It's number 2, just behind Jack. It's confusing though because there are 14 different spellings of Mohammed. Another name that I always found difficult to spell is Nintendo, but I don't think anyone's ever been christened Nintendo. Nintendo, the Japanese multinational corporation, is actually the oldest intact company in the video game console market. As of December 1, 2006, Nintendo has sold over 387 million hardware units and nearly 2.2 billion software units worldwide. I wonder how many hours of people's lives have been spent playing these games. And of course all that stuff means a lot of recycling, but the good news is the first bottle bank in the UK is 30 years old. Since the first bottle bank opened in the UK in 1977, 23 billion jars and bottles have been recycled. 752,000 tons of glass are now being recycled every year. Heading back to Nintendo, Nintendo was originally founded on September the 23rd, 1889, in Kyoto, Japan, by Fusajiro Yamauchi. The company was set up to produce handmade cards for a playing card game called Hanafuda. It didn't start creating video games until 1975. And life should be interesting. Seemingly it's going to get more interesting, though. Scientists are working to build a life form from scratch. They've applied to patent the broad method they plan to use to create their synthetic organism. I think they'll find it's already patented. They're not the first to create life, after all. And finally, an interesting place. Mount Everest. Mount Everest was identified as the world's highest peak in 1852. An Indian mathematician and surveyor from Bengal, Radhanath Sikdar, was the first to measure Peak 15, as it was then known. And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and remember, learning something new is good for the brain.